on Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com. Fiona.
Hey, Jill. This lovely sunny day in California. You're in Southern California, and I'm in Northern California now.
Are you really up that far?
Well, I'm considered Northern, but it's only just Northern, I think.
Oh, okay. But here we are together, and I, you know, listening to people talking, watching the news, it comes to my mind that I thought we ought to do a pondering, my favorite word, a pondering on choices. Because I'm listening and watching, and I'm perceiving that a lot of people think other people have to make the choice about somebody else's life or belief or situation. And I truly believe it's the choices we make. Let me think how I'm going to put this. That it's up to us to recognize that we make the choices about ourselves and our lives, not somebody else. We don't hand it over to somebody else to make a choice about our lives.
And that we have the right to make those choices. I think quite a lot of people, from when they were at school, they didn't feel like they had the right. When I was a kid, my parents gave me the right to speak up and make choices. But when I went to school, I noticed I did not have the right to speak up, and I did not have the right to have choices in school. That was hard because I couldn't understand that. It wasn't logical to me. And I think as we grow up in school, and it's changing now, though, and some teachers are amazing with this, but children are not given the right. And I mean, you know, guided right. So that it's like they're told. One kid I know, he was brilliant, and he wrote this amazing, he wasn't a kid then, but at university he wrote this amazing paper. And the guy said to him, "Don't tell me what you think. Tell me what you think I want you to think." And so we've grown up not feeling like we had the choice, the right to choose. And I think that is a very big thing to understand, is that we have the right to choose. Our life is our life within the format of a community and a country.
That really kind of knocked me for a loop this last week or so since we last spoke, because, you know, on reflection, my parents, I was raised, I didn't have any choice at all until I was 18. And then, of course, you're legally. But even after that, I didn't feel like I was making the choices in my life. It was my parents that were making the choices. And it took me a long time to realize, well, wait a minute, it's my choice. It's absolutely my choice. What I do, what I believe, what I say. And a lot of the choices I've made were not good ones, but they were mine. And what goes along with having the liberty, the freedom to make your own choice about yourself. And not all countries have this right to make their own choices about themselves. But when I realized I wasn't, that some belief or some system was making the choices for me, that was a big teaching for me, because I hadn't realized. I just grew up without realizing that the choices were mine. And what comes with making choices is taking the responsibility for the choices we make.
That's so true. And I that's another thing that I think is that many parents want to make a lot of choices for their children way up until they're in their mid to late teenagers, even. So rather than allowing the children to discover how to make a choice and how to fail, or how to make a choice and have a hard time, because they want to protect the children and shield them from mistakes. And so the children, again, grow up feeling like they do not have the right. Now, it could be one of two things. It could either be that they want to shield them, or they just want them to believe what they believe and want them to do what they think is right. But we, again, as people in our community, and I think this is in many communities around the planet, I don't know of very many communities, in fact, any, maybe except for some indigenous cultures, where you have the right to make your choice and then deal with your choices. And I think as we grow our children, it's really important to allow them to start making choices early. Not dangerous choices, but choices that they can make within the parameters of safety, and then deal with what happens with that. Because I think otherwise we grow up not thinking we have the right to choose, and we get stuck in lanes, like maybe choosing to be an accountant or choosing to be a hairdresser, whatever it is, but not, one of my closest friends always wanted to be a hairdresser, but her parents and all the family were teachers, so they forced her into the teaching program. Well, after a year or two, she dropped out and didn't become a hairdresser or a teacher. So she wasn't really allowed the choice that she wanted. And because she couldn't do that, she kind of didn't think it was right to be a hairdresser. She ended up not doing kind of more serving in stores, which is perfectly good too, but that wasn't her choice. We have to allow our children to make safe choices within a parameter.
That reminds me, in the Udemy course that we've presented on facing death and being a death doula, both those things, is we talk about the things we regret. And one of the biggest regrets at the end of someone's life is, I didn't do what I wanted to do. You know, I was always trying to impress somebody else rather than doing what I wanted to do. There's a whole series of the regrets that come towards the end of life. And so that's why it reminds me, when you say that, if we don't start owning the choices that we make and accepting the responsibilities for the choices that we make, we could have terrible regrets at the end of our life that we didn't do this, or we didn't do that, or we didn't do that.
Just so people know, the course that we have, it's called, in Udemy, Udemy, it's called Dissolving Fear of Death Doula. So you could check that out too, and it's a really cool course that we've done that really helps with looking at death and delving into death and seeing what death means for us and how we can support ourselves or other people in the process of death.
And I can say,
I'm sad, but I have a snoring dog here, so if it's not that I'm dropping off and snoring, it's that I have a snoring.
Well, I have, what do I have here? I have two of our rescues here, and two that are canyon dogs who visit us, and a slew of chickens and geese just outside the front screen door. So we could have some sound effects today. Anyway, I think, you know, we're both getting older, and I've just been going through my second bout now with cancer, and the amazing thing about that is that having this, and going through the radiation and the chemotherapy and things, I have been reflecting on my life in the most amazing way. And I'm not saying I'm amazing for doing it. It's just that things pop up like, well, what are the choices that I've made in my life? And there are so many choices I've made that may not have been the choice my parents or anybody else would have made for me, but they were amazing learning opportunities. And so looking at the learning opportunities of the choices, and then I can also think about accepting the responsibilities. Now, I have a nurse that looks after me part of the time, and she was saying, her son is saying to her, you know, I'm not a success, and it's all because of you, because you never taught me this, and you never taught me that. And so the nurse was saying to me, what am I to say to him? She said, I grew up in a very poor place in Mexico. What am I, you know, you just grow up to be a good person. But because he's not rich and famous, he's blaming this on me. And he's in his 20s right now. And so we talked about the choices that we make, you know, the choices that we make. And I thought, he's only 26 years old, this young lad that said this to his mother. And it's, how am I trying to say this? She just needed a way to say to him without causing a worse argument, but it's your choice that you didn't go to college. She went to college, but she had to work waitressing and everything else to get to college and to pay for college and to become a nurse. So I would think her life is her example of how she, the choices she made, and she's successful. You know, that's, she made her choice, but there's somebody within her family that can't see it. And now, is this the generation that can't see that things aren't given to them? That everybody has a choice about their own life. Do I do this or do I do this? Do I do this? Do I do this? Do I accept this call? Do I not accept this call? Do I go out on this date? Do I not go out? And accepting the responsibility and finding, with no matter what the outcome is, finding the wisdom or the lesson that you learned in making that choice. Because I really feel choice and responsibility come together hand in hand.
Yes, and yet at the same time, not blaming ourselves when we do make a choice. You've lived a very rich life.
Yes.
You've experienced so many things. I would love it for you to write a book about yourself, but so many amazing chapters that Jill has in her life. And, you know, we have to look at our life and say, what is success? I mean, is it having, $20 million in the bank and having been famous? Or is it having lived a rich life where we take responsibility for our choices, where we make choices that you know, bring us incredible experiences? So what is a successful life?
And you know, it's really, it depends upon what you think success is. Now, somebody might say, yes, success to me is having $1 million in the bank and being revered by my colleagues for being brilliant or in what I do. And that is totally success for somebody. And if that's the option that they choose to have, they go for it. If it's on the other hand, I want to be a good person. I want to be kind, compassionate. I want to be able to be of service, of help people, make a difference. Make a difference in people's lives. That's their choice, and it's also for both of those angles. It's their responsibility to see that they do the best they can to make that happen. And at the same time, with all of that, there's no comparison. The comparison is what's odious, as the quote goes, is saying, well, he's successful and I'm not. It's because what is success? For the person who wants to be kind and compassionate, be of service, and make a difference in the world in some way, large or small, that's success. It's not having $1 million in the bank or $100 million in the bank and sitting on a throne somewhere.
It's our choice too, though, Jill. If we choose to think that our success is having, you know, $100 million in the bank and we have it, then it's our choice to say, you know, that's what I aimed for and that's what I got. And looking at it from I love Jill's and rather than buts. But I just said but.
And.
I think, you know, And
yes.
I said, you know, what is success really when you're dying? And we've dealt with dying people and help them through the passageways.
Yeah.
What we found is it isn't how much money they made ever, as far as I've had the experience. It's always been how comfortable they feel in what they've done in their life and their commitment to their families and friends and how their life has been rich. And that is the success that we've found people find at the end of their life when they look back on their life. It's not how much they've made. I mean, maybe there are some people who do, but not the people we've worked with.
Yeah. But also there are people who think of success as how somebody perceives them as being successful. That's their success. And that isn't success, because you're dependent upon how somebody else sees you, or how somebody else sees you as successful or unsuccessful. So,
yes, absolutely.
You know, we have to be aware that people, you know, somebody, I don't know who this was, but it was, and I'm not sure I can quote it exactly, but every one of our friends sees you in a different light than you see yourself.
That is true.
So,
that is so true.
That's huge. You know how huge that is? If you realize that everybody sees you in their own, through their own lens, and has a judgment through their own lens, if we could realize that, how easy is it then to let go of caring about what other people think about you?
Yeah, and the other thing we have to remember is that most people, we have like 90 seconds, I believe they say, before they make a snap decision of who we are, where we are, what we like them or don't we like them. And after that 90 seconds, they're consistently referring back to what the concepts they've already made in that short time. And so, you know, basically they don't ever see us again. They just really see their concepts and their ideas about us. That's why it's very difficult to change. I know this company down in Ventura, California, called Yamaguchi, and he specializes in helping people to create the first 90 seconds, if for business people, anybody actually. But how do you create the first 90-second impression? Because that's all you've got most of the time. Most of the time, then, when you meet somebody, they're thinking about who you are rather than looking and experiencing who you are. And getting back to choices again, we have the choice every second of our day, or any time we're doing something, as you said before. Are we going to get a cup of tea or a cup of coffee? Are we going to have a shower or not have a shower? And we're making choices all through the day. And the responsibility of those choices does completely rest with us.
The other thing, but I so enjoyed working on creating this course of fearless death, dissolving death and the fears of death and being a death doula, is the realization, and we worked, I loved doing this part of it, is even though when you get that diagnosis that comes in like cancer, and it seems like it's a sentence that's been put down on, no, people think everything's over. They don't have any more choices in life. Oh, my golly, that's not true. We have choices, as you said, every second of the day that we're doing something. And whatever choice we make, we're responsible for that. So we don't have to be angry at anybody if we've made the wrong choice and accept responsibility for it. And neither do we have to be angry at ourselves. We just have to realize what we learned by making that quote-unquote wrong mistake. If we find out what we learned about ourselves from that, then it wasn't a mistake, because we've gained wisdom.
Absolutely. We have so many things that, again, it's never about blaming other people. In our life, we have to take away blaming other people and judging other people, really. We want to make careful and decisions that whether we may not want to hang out with somebody or be close to them, but there's no point in judging them and saying they're, you know, to this or to that, because it puts us stressing us as well as it's stressing anybody else that may be like them. So I think when we're looking at choices, we say to ourselves, first of all, I'm 100% responsible for my choices, no matter what they were. And secondly, just stop blaming anybody for the choices that I may have made or they may have made. You know, the old thing that I always say, which is once you start to blame your parents, for example, you have to blame their parents and then their parents. You end up blaming the amygdala from the beginning of time because it just keeps going back. So it's a useless game.
Yes, it's a useless turnaround. Turnaround, endless cycle. So I'm excited. Here I am, 77 years old with cancer, and I am excited. I'm excited at coming to the realization that everything that I do every day is my choice. And my, you know, some choices I make is to do something to make somebody easier or happier. It might not have been what I chose to do that day, but it was my choice to help them. So this is not all about doing what you want every day. You know, say you
yes.
Somebody says, my car broke down, can you drive 300 miles to pick me up? Well, yes, I'll do that because I love that person, and of course I would do that. But that wouldn't have been my choice of how I spent the day, but it's my choice to do something for somebody. And I say that only so that we realize that the choices that we make for ourselves, we make by ourselves, and it could be for other people, but it's our choice to make. Is that clear, or did I totally muddy it?
No, it's clear. I think that choices are so huge in our life. And when what you just said was so relevant, I think so today, just be aware that of the choices we're all making. And just go back a bit and see how many choices you're blaming other people for. And just let go of that. Just say, these were my choices. And be aware that choice is a powerful gift and tool.
And it also brings us back to ourselves. When we look, it just makes us stronger when we realize that the choices we make in our lives are our choices, or are we letting other people make choices for us? And it's our responsibility for the choices that we make. And once we realize that, there's a profound sense of freedom.
Absolutely. Well, you've been listening to Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com.
Our home on planet Earth.